You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I was listening to that commercial about Wyoming.
Wyoming.
And the great outdoors and the wide open spaces. And I was reading an article yesterday about what's happened in the wild, wild west in the last couple of years based on real estate prices. And I'm not talking about homes. I'm talking about a la Yellowstone, people with a lot of money going to Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and buying up these huge parcels of land for anywhere from $75 to $125 million. And they say that's where the uber wealthy are trying to move these days.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to run a ranch. They almost don't even care about having animals on it.
They just want that feel, that old west feel, you know. And all the residents are ticked off because it's jacking up taxes and property values and everything.
It was an interesting article about the amount of money that's being spent and how these people just want...
I get it.
They don't want neighbors, you know, within miles of them.
I get it 100%. I have looked at some houses for funsies up in Wyoming on land. I mean, you can get a house and there's, I mean, nothing around you for acres.
Yeah.
And is, you know, actually quite affordable a year or two ago to do that. And it just looks so appealing. It looks really appealing. It's really
windy,
though.
About doing that for a while. When do you think you're going to make the jump?
I like having a Costco down the street is the thing. I like being able to pop in and get a rotisserie chicken and some jeans. So you can't really do that out in the
Wild West. Hey,
that
is an element to keep in mind.
Yeah, it is. It is. So,
speaking of money, this is astounding to me. But I was a little distressed when my stepdaughter, who's 20, she's a full-time college student. And I was a little distressed when she left the traditional workforce. You know, she was working at a doctor's office, which is kind of along the lines of her career path that she's planning on. I thought, well, that's good. You know, get your experience in that. And she gave it up to go back to being a nanny. And I was like, oh, why do you want to do that? I mean, you're trying to work toward your career so you get some experience so that when you get out of school... Well, then she and her mom explained to me the difference in pay, and it boggles my mind. She is going to go today. I just saw her a little while ago. She was leaving. She doesn't have classes today, so she's going to be spending all day. And it's not like I want to share her business with everybody, but I'll just tell you, she's going to come back from today with $250 in her pocket.
$250.
For one day of work.
That's pretty good.
Playing with kids.
That's real good. Essentially, I mean, she's probably going to throw a movie on for them, you know?
She's making, well, she's really good at it. She takes them to the park. She does all
that
kind of stuff. But it's twice what she got paid working in the office. And the thing is, you're saying, well, I wouldn't pay that. Well, I got news for you. Maybe not yet, but it's getting so competitive and so many families are paying this that people who nanny can be picky now. And if you say, well, I'm only going to pay you, you know, $15, $18 an hour, the nannies are going to start telling you, sorry, I got $25 to $30 an hour.
Yeah, she's getting $31.25 an hour. She's doing an eight-hour day today.
Yeah, she can get anywhere from $25 to $35, depending on the family.
Yeah, I was just doing the math. I mean, my job growing up was $5.25 an hour. I was getting $42 for an eight-hour shift.
Yeah.
So this is pretty good. This is
so essentially
money.
Six times what you make.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
not
right.
Like you were doing this 100 years ago. We're talking
correct
just one generation.
Correct. That's good money. I mean, there's one flaw behind the whole thing, though. One glaring big flaw. You got to deal with kids all day.
Well, there is that.
You're
other people's
around
kids.
The small, annoying other people's kids. Yeah,
it's OPK.
It is.
Let's face it. It's just other people's kids.
Yeah, but you know what? After I'm probably spot on. After the 45 minutes at the park, come back, make them some snacks. You're gonna plunk them down in front of you know, Disney Plus for 2 hours, and hang with them. You know, it's an easy gig. It's an easy
gig.
Not
going to shortchange what the work that nannies do, because a lot of it is very challenging. And yeah, there might be some times where they will watch a movie.
You're going to have plenty of downtime.
You can have some downtime, but it's also, you know, listen, you've got little lives in your hands.
Yeah, you got to be spot on.
There's responsibility there.
There is. But how many times have we had nannies call the show? I mean, they're just sitting around listening to the radio, playing radio games.
It's the money that gets me. And it makes me wonder, how can parents afford to do this? Like if you say, well, let's say they only do it 3 days a week. That's $700 to $750 a week. That's almost
times
you know,
four.
That could be close to $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just to have somebody watch your children so you go to work.
Which I don't know the cost of like dropping them off at an actual like day camp or daycare. I don't know if that is equivalent to that amount because I've heard, you know, horror stories about how much those places cost as well. Whereas you're still maybe paying the same amount, but they get to be at home instead, you know, and not in little germ factories around the other kids.
And one of the families that she does this for, the mom stays home and works down in the basement.
Oh, so mom's even there.
So mom's there. So if there's any question, any problem or anything, Zoe will just, you know, open up the door to the basement and say, hey, you got a second?
Hey, are they allergic to peanuts? Just real quick, I need to know.
So,
well, good for her.
She had a job about 5 years ago babysitting for this one family where the mom not only was there but didn't work and the mom just hung out with her. So basically, she was a paid best friend. Because there was
that.
A young child that would go down for a nap, and then the mom was like, let's go get coffee together. Let's go do this. You know, let's take the baby, put the baby in the car seat. We'll just go play. She was a paid best friend.
That's a good gig right there. Really good. You just agree with everything she says? Yes, that's great.
That's right. So I get, you know, you and Nicole are very fortunate because you guys have, you can stagger your work shifts.
Yeah.
So one of
you
is home, right? Or in a pinch, you can have your mom who's just a few blocks away.
Exactly. Yeah, we've never had to deal with this. So.
But these families who are paying anywhere from $150 to $300 a day.
I do feel for them. That's a lot of money to be putting out.
I know.
Well, good for Zoe, though. Good for her.
Yeah, if she stops blowing her money, we'll be ahead of the game.
Stay off Amazon.